44 past the hour on the DJV show. Victoria, Kara, and Rich here with you. Also joining us right now is Commander Denise Rowan. And this is kind of an honor for us to have Denise or Commander Rowan on with us, because she is the first national commander, female national commander of the American Legion. And you know what I didn't know, Commander Rowan? If we may call you that.
Yes, what?
I did not know that the American Legion is the largest veterans organization in the country, with 200,000 members, is it?
It's over 2 million members.
2 million members and 13,000 posts worldwide. That
exactly.
is amazing.
It is, and it's very humbling to be the national commander of this great organization.
I would imagine. So for all of us who kind of wonder what the American Legion does for their veterans, and you know, because we all see the posts everywhere, and we know people who go and you know, have social events there. But tell us a little bit more about what the American Legion does.
Well, I'm going to start by saying legion.org is our website, because I could be talking to you for months to tell you everything we do. But legion.org is our website. But what the American Legion was founded on, we were founded on four different pillars. And those four pillars involve Veterans Affairs Rehabilitation, which means taking care of our veterans, making sure they get the benefits that they deserve, making sure they're taken care of, taking care of their families as well. National security, which is all about taking care of our military personnel and making sure that they have the resources they need to protect our nation, taking care of their military families. We have an Americanism pillar, which is all about teaching about what it means to be an American and giving back to the country. We're doing a Get Out the Vote campaign right now for the voting that will be coming up soon in some communities. And then our fourth pillar is all about children and youth and taking care of the children of the nation, which in a roundabout way, I came up with a theme of family first, because what the American Legion family does is take care of our nation's families.
So you've got your new family first agenda. So tell us what that entails. And under that pillar, this is where this falls. So how do you help the families of your veterans?
So in the family first pillar, first off, when you join the military, you get a new family. So you have new brothers and sisters that you go through basic training with, and all of your years of service. When you get out, you get that sense of community of being back with your brothers and sisters by joining the American Legion family. Now, what we do is we are able to lobby Congress to make sure that, like I said, the veterans are taken care of, that they get the health care they need. As you're traveling, as I've been traveling across the nation, I meet a lot of veterans who live in rural areas who are concerned about the distance they have to travel to get into a VA hospital. We're 100% behind keeping VA hospitals, but we also need to make sure that those veterans who live a distance from VAs get the care they need in their local communities. On the national security side, we want to make sure that our military budgets are there. We have our family support networks, our National Guard and reservists who are being called up time and time again. They're well-trained, they're well-disciplined, they're ready to go. But, you know, their families are here at home, and that's what they're worried most about, is making sure their families are taken care of. So the Legion family is there taking care of our military families as well. Our children and youth and our Americanism side, we offer multitudes of scholarship programs and programs for the kids to get to school and to learn more about the nation and what it means to be an American. We also want to make sure that our military, the caregivers of those veterans, are also taken care of and get the resources that they need. It's, like I said, it all comes down to taking care of one another.
Right. And speaking of taking care and getting the resources that they need, the VA situation hasn't been in the news for a while. So from your perspective, can you give us a little update on where you see that?
Well,
is it improving?
I believe it is. When we spend time up on Capitol Hill, and what we're finding is that when it comes to veterans issues and taking care of our military, that patriotism is trumping partisanship. So our legislators are working together to make sure that our veterans are taken care of. Secretary Shulkin is working hard to get things taken care of, and they're actually listening to the veteran service organizations and listening to the veterans across the nation about our needs.
Good, good. So this is
1 minute.
I mean, if you've got 2 million members and 13,000 posts working with the whole military, this is like running a huge corporation, isn't it?
It is, and it is, like I said, it's quite an honor to be in this position. It's kind of scary when you think of 2 million and to be chosen as the one to lead the organization. But we have great leadership across this whole entire nation, and we have a wonderful full-time staff, both in an Indianapolis office and in our Washington, D.C. office, and they're helping to take care of us as well. But it's all about having a heart about taking care of one another and serving the nation.
So how about you?
30.
Coming up, what do you guys have planned, and what will you be doing for Veterans Day?
On Veterans Day, I'll be in New York City for the New York City Parade, and I'll also be having a meal with the American Legion family at Post 1291 there in New York. It's the Lieutenant Kim Lau post. I'm asking American Legions across the nation to open their post homes to the community so communities can come inside and see what exactly it is we do.
You can check out more at legion.org. Thank you, Commander Rowan. It's
exactly.
51.
Thank you. Bye-bye.